4HKX KO4WWZ.
Dave?
Good morning, Chandler. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Sunshine. Out and about already. Blue sky, white clouds, sunshine on green grass. What more can you ask for?
Man, not much. That's the perfect picture. The real perfect picture, especially when it hits about 75 degrees on up.
I guess spring is. I guess we already had our Indian winter, or spring has sprung.
Yes, indeed.
That's for today. You got to work today?
Yes, sir. I got work today. Just got off the morning bus route. Next one should be around 10:30 or so.
Rowdy, or were they well behaved?
Just fine. They were just fine. They were perfect.
Glad to hear you got a good route, because there are some routes that aren't so good.
Have you ever been a bus driver?
You know, most of my friends at school were bus drivers. I never did pick up on that. But so I hung out with bus drivers. So I know a little bit about what they went through. Every now and then I'd ride the bus with them. But now I never was a bus driver.
When you hang around taking for so long, you'll discover things about them.
Say that again. I missed it. I got distracted.
When you hang around certain people for so long, you tend to learn certain things about them, you know what I mean? Like, you know, their struggles and their daily lives and stuff like that.
Osmosis, right?
I have no idea. I don't know what you're referring to.
Found somebody for a long time and they start rubbing off on you. You start picking up their habits, they start picking up your habits. And you'll both learn from each other. Without really practicing learning, it just kind of happens.
Yes, definitely.
Radio going. Didn't you get a new radio recently? You got like a tri-band or something like that, right?
Twin mono band. I thought Chad said it was a tri-band, but it's just a 10-meter mono band, Yazoo FT1802.
Is it hard to learn, or is it easy? Is it intuitive?
Not at all. However, I'm having trouble getting it to transmit on the 145470 Skyhorn machine. The PL tones are set right. The offset is set right. The transmit frequency is right. I don't know what's going on there.
It's in the right direction?
Repeat that last transmission. I don't love you. I'm sorry.
Are you sure that you've got the shift going in the right direction? Sometimes when you get to the lower end of the band, it shifts up instead of shifting down.
I look at repeater book, but I think it was a negative shift.
Okay, you're probably right. I'm just trying to think of things that it might be.
That's all right. That would be, I think that repeater is right. K9OH.
Yeah, Johnny was trying to explain to me where the park was up there at Caesar's Head. He said, you know, it's near Billy's Repeater. I'm thinking, I've never been to Billy's Repeater, so I don't know where that is. I know it used to be close to ours, but I think something happened to that, and I think they put it somewhere else, but I don't know. But, yeah, they're probably within a mile of each other.
That repeater you put up.
While now. It was up even when he lived down. He used to live in Columbia. First he lived here, I think it was around Spartanburg or something like that. Boyne Springs, Spartanburg area, and then they moved down to Columbia and then they moved back up here over to Anderson. So, and it's been there the whole time. Now, that's probably a span of, I don't know, 10 years. I'm just guessing.
Wow. pretty good. I remember he telling me that they used to use this theater to do all that. I wonder what that was like.
Very difficult. Sometimes it was a mess. Because you got to have people who are disciplined to train on it and who have meetings and talk about it. And on here you got like a mishmash of just everybody. You know, it's just like a melting pot. And not solely focused on any one single thing, just trying to hit a lot of high spots. So it was difficult. We were more than happy when Billy came along and volunteered to do that, to take that traffic.
Can't say I blame you. That sounds like it was rough. I'm wondering if anyone's ever recorded any nets from all of the years that this theater's been in use, because I would love to listen to them.
Recordings from back, I think I've got some from 2008 and some from 2009. Then there's a period where they got missing. The Echolink node broke, and it stayed broken for a couple of years. It's like 11 and 12. And then they didn't pick back up again until 18 or 19 because the computer that had all of them on it crashed and the hard drive wasn't recoverable. So now they're being stored in three separate locations as of, I think, 2017 or something like that, 2015. I don't remember exactly. But now they're being stored on three separate computers. So if one of them crashes, there's backups everywhere. They're not all available. They used to all be available online, but it just got to be too much data. Too much data to put online and maintain it all the time.
Is there any way you can get me the recordings from 08 and 09? Because I'd love to listen to them. It sounds like it would be interesting.
I can take a look at the space that's available. If there's space to put like one of those years up there, I can add it. And then when you're done with it, I can remove it. Can't leave it there too long because you run out of space for all the new stuff coming in.
Where would I go and listen to it?
It would end up at the same location that you go to listen to any of the recordings. Do you have that? I think somebody posted it on our Facebook page somebody added it recently. Jason added it recently to the virus.cc website, and Steve validated that it's there. So if you go to brars.cc, and I think it's under Our Hobby, or it could be under Repeaters on the main menu. It could be under Repeaters on the main menu, and it's the last menu item on the drop-down. And it's got recordings in its name.
I'll go and check that out on my phone right now.
Good talking to you. Hope you have a wonderful day. KO4WWZ, W4DJW.
Penny Grease Day, KO4WWZ, clear and listening.
4HKX, monitoring.
KO4WWZ, no.
KO4HKX, how are you?
Doing good, sir, doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Hey, did you call for me earlier?
Yeah, I was just checking to see if you was on frequency or not.
Roger that. Sorry I missed you. I was busy with the dog for a minute.
I'm just trying to get somebody to talk to you, that's it.
Roger that. So did your bus route go good this morning? I heard you talking to Dave about it.
Good. Pretty good.
Plan for the rest of the day?
My next bus route starts at about 10:30. Other than that, come back, eat some lunch, and do the afternoon route, and then go home and get on the radio and stay on as long as I want because I don't got to get up early in the morning.
For that. Well, you have fun with that one.
Sure, I will. What's your plans this weekend, Patrick?
We're going over to Pigeon Forge tomorrow for the rod run. We're going to drive over for the day.
hot rods and rat rods?
Yes, sir, that would be correct.
And that sounds fun.
We've been doing for many years. My uncle and I were doing it when I was a kid, and I've just continued on. Normally, him and his son go with us, but they got plans this week, so they'll be busy.
Well, that's all right. That's a good father-son time right there. You don't do much fishing, do you?
No, sir, not anymore. I don't. I used to up here around the mountains where I live. I used to go in these creeks and rivers around here a lot, but there's been so many people move in here now and come in here just for the fishing that you can't even get in the river hardly, so I just give it up.
Yeah, I understand. It's no fun when it starts to become populated.
But it just, I don't know, I just give it up. Lost interest in it, so moved on to other things. Got my radio now.
Yep, the radio is a lot better. You have more people to talk to.
No, there's plenty of people on the river to talk to anymore. It's like every rock you turn over, there's somebody else standing there.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel the same as having radio.
Fishing, Chandler?
Yeah. The only thing I don't like is because of my fingers. I'm not able to tie the baits well. I don't really have much of an ability to tie them and stuff.
That, but I'm sure there's somebody there to help you with that, isn't there?
There is. I usually go with another fishing partner.
The fun about fishing is you always go with somebody else that you want to be around.
Can you repeat that last sentence?
I said that's what makes fishing fun is you always go with a friend or somebody that you want to spend time with.
Absolutely. When my dad was still alive, he died just a few months or a month ago, I believe. Him, me, and my brother, we went fishing for my birthday in the middle of December, believe it or not. It felt good enough to go fishing. And, man, let me tell you something. When my brother catches the fish, he starts jumping and hollering and getting so excited. Yeah, it's just fun to watch him get excited over catching a fish. He's like, oh, Dad, I got it.
Fun to watch, isn't it? When somebody else gets excited, it tends to rub off on you.
Yes, sir, it is. Oh, it's so fun. Holy. KO4WWZ for ID with KO4HKX. Patrick, do you have an email up on PYZ?
Chandler.
I'd like to have an eyeball piece show with you one day. I'm going to have to go find your email and contact you.
That was good. It's good. But just look it up, man. You shoot me an email and I'll get it.
Well, I think you're off today, am I correct? Is that what I heard this morning?
You are correct. I am off today. Just getting ready for the trip tomorrow.
Wish you luck on that trip, and I hope it's enjoyable. Take some videos and pictures, and maybe if I email you, you can send them to me.
Thing. Usually take quite a bit of video and pictures, and it's supposed to be cold tomorrow, and they're calling for snow in the higher elevations over that way, so may be interesting coming and going.
Yeah. I don't really like snow. Snow and my hands do not like each other. So cold, it makes my hands hurt and numb. I hate it.
For everybody, but I've gotten used to it up here where I'm at, so it doesn't bother me too bad.
that. Although I think you're probably more used to it since how you live in the mountains.
They get a little more snow than y'all get down there, so. But there's still places that get a lot more than what we get.
Getting more than we get down here.
I don't know, what, 16, 18 inches last time, whatever it was, I don't remember for sure. This last snow we had.
See? I need to look at. It's just cold.
You get out there and work, then you're not cold. You're out there sweating with it snowing.
This can't be warm, because when you sweat, you take away the warmth that you got, that your clothes are giving you.
They're working, you'll sweat, you'll stay warm in the snow. Don't worry.
Copy that.
Shovel up, start shoveling the driveway or clearing the walkways, this, that, or the other. You'll get warm in a hurry.
I believe you. How many times do you have to shovel your driveway?
Few. So much so that I bought a snow plow to go on the front of my side by side.
No, that's not good.
Depends on how you look at it. It gives me an excuse to get out and play on the side-by-side.
So the side-by-side is.
Home and get to a computer, look up a Can-Am Commander, and that'll give you a picture of what I got.
A motorcycle-type thing, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like them 10M Rikers and Spiders. I can't ride on a two-wheel track. I don't know how.
Little four-wheel buggy. I've had it for several years. We used to go riding up in the woods, up in Harlan and Brimstone and Royal Blue and other places around. And don't do that anymore, so now I just use it around here at the house, scraping snow and running around and doing the things I need to do here.
Yeah, a lot of important stuff we all got to do.
Chandler, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I got 2 half-brothers and no sisters.
Okay, you pretty close with them?
Eh, somewhat. That can be difficult sometimes because they live in other places and they work a lot, so I don't get to see them too much.
It's difficult. I have a half-brother and a stepsister. Half-brother lives not too far from me, but we don't ever see each other. And my stepsister, she lives down south of Houston, so I only see her every couple of years.
Well, it happens like that.
We'll get off here for now. But maybe we'll talk later today, okay? So you be safe out there running around, and I'll keep an ear out for you, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, 73, Patrick. Hope to talk to you again soon. This is KO4, WWZ. I'm clear.